Christopher Robin Milne lived every child's fantasy. His adventures with Winnie the Pooh enchanted millions. Yet behind the storybook magic lay a devastating truth. He spent decades estranged from his father, A.A. Milne, convinced his parent had stolen his childhood for profit and fame. He didn't speak to his mother for the last 10 years of her life. While celebrity family rifts occasionally surface in tabloids, millions experience similar fractures in complete silence. What makes family estrangement uniquely painful is the profound isolation. Sufferers genuinely believe they're the only ones whose family has shattered beyond repair. Carl Pillemer's Cornell Family Reconciliation Project reveals a stunning reality. Approximately 67 million Americans are currently estranged from family members. That's roughly one in four people. Yet most suffer alone, convinced something is fundamentally wrong with them. The numbers tell a sobering story. 10% are cut off from parents or children, 8% from siblings, and 9% from extended family. Most of these rifts last years, not months. Half extend beyond 4 years. Perhaps most striking, estrangement respects no boundaries of race, education, geography, or income. It's a genuinely democratic form of suffering. Estrangement typically begins with a powerful internal declaration: I am done. Lydia Peterson's mother rejected her over lifestyle choices, leading to harsh words and silence. But beneath this volcanic event lay a childhood devoid of warmth. Lydia couldn't remember hearing "I love you," combined with fundamental value differences and her mother's refusal to listen. Some estrangements have deeper roots. Danny Bartlett grew up in a picture-perfect suburban home where neighbors saw nothing amiss. Behind closed doors, her mother locked her in the basement and withheld food. After calling 911, Danny moved in with her grandparents and remains estranged 5 years later. Divorce frequently weakens parent-child bonds into adulthood. Elena Fuentes maintained contact with her father despite his infidelity destroying her parents' marriage. But his self-centered demands eventually became intolerable. She evaluated the relationship like a business decision, running an ROI on relationships, and concluded she was getting really not much in return. In-law conflicts and financial disputes, particularly over inheritance, represent other common pathways. Inheritance conflicts carry symbolic weight far beyond money. They legally codify favoritism in ways that can never be undone. Brad Finney cries nearly every day. He avoids other families, dreads holidays, and believes the stress has shortened his life. What makes estrangement uniquely destructive is its chronic nature. Unlike acute stress from which we recover, family rifts create unrelenting anxiety that depletes physical and mental resources over time. The situation worsens through rumination. Replaying painful interactions mentally creates the same negative physiological effects as the original events. Kim Padilla experiences this with her estranged daughter, Sandy: minimal contact, rejection when reaching out, and anxiety over uncertain boundaries with grandchildren have led to digestive problems and constant emotional turmoil. Attachment theory explains why this hurts so profoundly. We're biologically wired to form bonds with family members who provide security throughout life. When estrangement breaks these bonds, it triggers grief and deep insecurity. Research shows rejection is 3 times more likely to cause depression than other severe life events and activates the same brain regions that respond to physical pain. Christine Freeman, rejected by her mother after divorcing, captured it perfectly. When rejection happens from your family, it's ultimate. You lose your self-esteem, your confidence, you question who you are. Family rifts ripple outward like stones in still water. Jodi Alessi's cousins rejected her despite having no role in the original dispute, leaving her children without extended family. She discovered estrangement ran through generations. My grandpa and his brother had a big estrangement. Even before that, on my grandma's side, there was a great aunt I didn't know existed. Pillemer experienced this personally. His grandmother severed ties with siblings over property before he was born. Researching her estranged brother's family decades later, he discovered 4 children, 10 grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren living hours away, relationships lost to an old dispute. College student James Doyle, cut off from his mother's family since elementary school over inheritance disputes, asks, is it worth it to stop family members from ever meeting each other because of money? The Iroquois seventh generation principle offers wisdom. Family rifts ripple into future generations, causing loss of resources, knowledge, and loving relationships. We carry 150 years of memory through our grandparents' stories, and we're creating 150 years of future history through how our children remember us. The most compelling reason to reconcile is purely selfish. Cliff Miller discovered this after ending an 8-year estrangement with his brother Harry. Despite having completely written Harry off, he could have dropped dead and I would have said, "What's for supper?" Cliff eventually reached out as peers began dying. Though their relationship remains imperfect, he describes reconciliation as liberating, removing a burden he hadn't fully acknowledged carrying. Reconcilers identified 4 specific benefits: avoiding regret. Lois Miles reconnected with her brother Johnny days before his fatal stroke. Maintaining family connections, accessing mutual support during health crises, and reclaiming shared decades that increased longevity makes possible. The key insight from successful reconcilers: focus on building something new rather than relitigating the past. Nadine Perry invited her estranged daughter to a 3-day weaving workshop, a shared interest that gave them something to own together moving forward. Reconciliation requires accepting you'll never agree on what happened, abandoning expectations of apologies, and creating a future that overshadows past hurts. Antonia Lewis reconciled with her emotionally abusive mother after 10 years by establishing a fence around you, a sacred space protecting who you are while preventing violations. This reveals a paradox. People often remain estranged not because they care too little, but because they care too much. When emotional intensity overwhelms, cutting off becomes an escape from chronic anxiety. Successful reconciliation requires concrete boundaries. Harriet Duggan reconciled with her son Merrill after his substance abuse by establishing clear expectations: take responsibility, acknowledge how behavior affected others, avoid legal problems. She told him directly, "If you make those poor life choices, we will say we don't need that in our lives." This clarity helped both think less emotionally and more rationally. Sanjay Haldar demonstrates boundary persistence. He reconciled with his critical father by no longer staying at his parents' house, leaving when his father became critical, and confronting problematic behavior. Though his parents haven't fully accepted these boundaries, the arrangement lets his children enjoy their grandparents while protecting Sanjay's well-being. For millions estranged from family, what do I do next? Nags constantly. Successful reconcilers offer a solution: one last chance under protected conditions. After her mother made an unprecedented sincere apology, Lizbeth reconciled with clear terms: "This is your last chance," and specified intolerable behaviors. Her mother, understanding what was at stake, genuinely changed, allowing her to know her granddaughter before she died, bringing closure without regret. Estrangement's shock creates transformative leverage. When someone realizes the relationship can truly end, dramatic changes follow. After years of boundary violations, Sybil Okafor offered her mother one last chance with clear conditions. Having experienced the loss, her mother finally respected boundaries. If a relative desperately wants to reconnect, offer one last chance. If offered one, take it. The suffering of those cut off often exceeds bereavement's pain. In our polarized world, practicing family reconciliation creates harmony while fostering growth. Peace in society begins with peace in the family. Moving forward doesn't require perfection, just courage, clear boundaries, and willingness to build something new.